Tom, what kind of, you were the same, nearly the same age as Marcus is going into a big game. What kind of advice would you have given yourself on the experience that you have? You know, he's a young quarterback, and this is the most gapped in terms of experience.
Yeah.
These are fun games to play in, so you know, everyone has worked pretty hard to get to this point. Only 8 teams playing this weekend, so you know, it doesn't matter if you're young or old. It's a great feeling to be in this place. So I know we're excited. We've had a good week. And, you know, just got to go out there and try to play our best.
Tom, is there a different version of Coach Belichick that's like a playoff version of him versus a regular season version of him?
I think what makes him so great is he's so consistent just in his approach and week to week. I think you get to these points, you know, if you start doing things different, you got to think, man, why weren't we doing those things all year if these were the things that were working? So I think we've done a good job just sticking to what we've kind of done all season. You know, the tough part is you have to – there's a finality to all these games. You know, you got to earn it if you're going to move on. You got to earn it if you're going to practice again next week. And, you know, we've got to go out and play well. We're playing a team that's been playing well, that plays well in all three phases, puts a lot of pressure on you, well-coached. So we're going to have to do the same.
Tom, can you talk a little bit about that play that Mariota made where he caught his own pass?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, it's crazy plays like that, you know, things that you obviously wouldn't expect, or this time of year, you know, anything can happen, and any play can really decide the fate of the season. So everyone's got to be on the same page, and you got to make whatever effort you can to try to help your team move the ball down the field and score points.
One other question about Mariota. When you were in his shoes, you know, back in 2001 in the playoffs, what's it like for him? What's he going through being in his position? And what advice would you give him? But does age trump experience? Does experience trump youth?
I think it just comes down to how well you play. At the end of the day, it's not like the old guys are going to win or the young guys are going to win or you know the home team or the road team. It's really going to come down to execution and. No one's going to be able to do it for you. You're out there. You're in the position to succeed. Your coaches have put a lot on you. You know, the team's really relying on you. You've got to go out there and make the plays. You got to make the tackles. You got to make the throws, the catches, the blocks, the runs, whatever it takes. So whoever does that better is going to win the game over the course of 60 minutes. It's all these plays matter. So we've got to go out there and we've got to make sure every one of them count.
Tom, this is the first time we've been able to talk to you since the ESPN article came out. I know you've talked twice on radio, and you've talked about it. Has it become a distraction because you've had to talk about it?
Not to us players. I think we do what we always do, and we show up to work and try to do the best we can do. And, you know, there's a lot at stake, and I think everyone's put a lot into it. So it doesn't really matter what happens outside of, you know, this facility and what we're trying to accomplish. And it's a big task to go out and win a playoff game, play against a good team, divisional round. And, you know, I'm glad we earned the chance to be here to do it. And we just got to go take care of business.
Has it ever impressed you, no matter what story, what other outside criticism has tried to be foisted upon the locker room, that this team has responded, it's won world championships? Guys have stepped up in big games. Nothing but noise outside has never influenced what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Well, I think we have a job to do, and we know what our job is, and that's, you know, to go out and play football at a high level and to play well, and, you know, nothing really should get in the way of that. That's what we're getting paid for. So be a professional is to put everything aside and to go out there and do the best you can for the team, try to help us win.
Tom, why are you making this documentary, and what do you hope viewers will get out of it?
Good question.
How about an answer?
This is about Tennessee. I mean, we're 2 days from the biggest game of the year. So
yeah, but the trailer just came out. You released the trailer and everything. Yeah. Just wondering, you know, why you're doing it and what message you're trying to convey to viewers. People are going to see it.
We'll see. But we'll see after the Tennessee game.
What do you think about this Titans defense, especially the way they played in that second half against the Chiefs? What do you see?
They're good. They're good. They're good at all levels. They've got veteran players at all levels. Take advantage of bad football. Got a lot of interceptions in the secondary. They rush. They cover well. You know, I think it's a good group. They got a great coordinator. He's been coaching a long time. So they'll be prepared for us. And ultimately, it's got to just be about us going out there and trying to execute against a team that's already won a playoff game.
Tom,
Tom, you didn't have Rob Gronkowski last time this year. What has he meant for the team down the stretch this season, and how important is he going to be for the playoffs?
Rob's a great player. He's a big focal point for offense, and I think he does a great job. Run game, pass game, you know, short, intermediate, deep. I think he's been a great player since the day he got here. So, you know, they got to really cover him, got to force him to cover him. And, you know, everyone's going to have to make plays. Who's ever that ball's going to, we have to be able to make the play. So if they take Gronk away, got to go to other guys. Who, you know, if Gronk's open, he might get it. Other guys might get it. You know, if we hand it off, it's, you know, with only so many plays left, there's you know, you don't want to come off the field and go, man, I wish I'd have had that one back. So you have to go out there, and everyone's going to have to do the best they can to, you know, do what their job is on the particular play. And, again, if it's to throw it to the open guy, whoever is open is going to get it. And, you know, that's how we have to go about it.
Don, how much has your excitement for the postseason grown maybe over the last 18 years?
Well, I don't think you take it for granted. Like I said, it's hard to get to this point. And, you know, you do all the meetings and walkthroughs and, you know, March, April, May, June, try to work out and be prepared for the season. And you get through it and you make it through a whole season and have a chance to compete, you know, with everything at stake. So it's pretty cool for all of us, and I'm sure everyone will be excited Saturday night. It's going to be a great experience. I know the fans will be into it. We'll be into it, and you know, hopefully we can go out and play well.
Tom, you're 6-1 against the Titans.
How much of an advantage is it for you guys to have it at home? Like, you've taken care of business to have it at home now to take advantage of that situation.
Well, again, I think it's going to be about how we play and not necessarily where we're playing. We've actually probably played better on the road at times this year than at home, but – you know, I think crowd plays, you know, a factor into the games and the communication. Hopefully we can take advantage of that. You know, we've done a good job playing at home. You know, we're going to have to do a great job this week against, you know, a very good team, you know, the biggest game of the year.
Tom, you're 6-1 against it.